listening to Phil Hendry on Coast to Coast PM from the Premier Radio Networks.
What they're talking about, you know?
Because they have a recruitment problem.
Because they said they have a recruitment problem.
All right, we're on air right now. Would you mind talking with me on the air?
No, I don't care about talking about it on the air, but I want people to know that they have a recruitment problem.
No, I understand that, but I'm on the air now, and I got to either continue my conversation with you or hang up the phone, okay? Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm right here. I mean, I don't mind talking about it, but they have to know that there's a recruitment problem for LAPD.
Okay, hold on for a minute. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Good evening, good afternoon. This young guy's basically I'm talking with, it's Dave, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and we're talking about the recruitment problem that the police departments across the country seem to be facing. Some police departments report a drop in applicants of up to 90% over the last 3 to 5 years. Now, keep in mind, or 10 years, a decade ago, there were 3,000 applicants for 10 openings with the Seattle Police Department. Now, they say there's 1,000 applicants for 70 openings. That's a drop of 90%, but that's still a pretty healthy bunch of applicants for 70 openings. I mean, we were in a recession 10 years ago, right, Dave?
I think that the recruitment problem... is because like me, I would like to be LAPD, but there's something called market value, okay? And they start out these cops at LAPD at $40,000. That don't send me, okay? That ain't cutting the ice, okay? So I know I don't come cheap. I know a lot of guys don't come cheap.
What do you mean come cheap? What are the police departments paying?
Right now, LAPD starts you at about $40,000 a year, okay? I can see how, you know, that's, I mean, some guys, I think right now, that are getting $40,000 a year or who are getting $50,000 a year, that's good for them. But I think that when it comes to a select few like me, because I'm in the new breed, they pay them $40,000, you have to pay me like you should be willing to fork over more money, okay?
All right, are you saying you're different or...
I am different. See, you can keep on with the same flat feet you got out there, the same tired Irish cops, or you can go for the new breed, which is what I am. I'm the new breed. The cops they got right now, they're probably paying them enough money, but they're not paying enough money for me.
All right, well, what makes you different? If police officers right now are underpaid, do you think they should get more?
I don't know if police officers right now who are currently of the police officers should get paid more. I know the new breed, which is like me and other people that I go to school with, we should get paid more because we're the new breed.
And all right, well, what are you doing right now? Are you a cop?
No, I'm not.
What are you doing right now? You eventually want to be a member of LAPD, right?
Yes, sir, I do. Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, what are you doing now?
Well, currently I'm going to LA Mission College. I'm getting my AA in criminal justice. I'm only 3 years away from it. But remember, I'm going to school part-time as well as supporting my girlfriend, Louisa, and our new baby daughter, Louisa Jr., and unfortunately also I'm supporting at this time, it's unfortunate, but I'm supporting also another girlfriend at this time with proceeds that I derive from my auto detailing business.
And all right, so you have an auto detailing business, and you're going to school part-time taking, is it?
Criminal justice.
Criminal justice to become a police officer.
Yes, sir, to eventually become a member of the LAPD. And
well, how much money are you making with the auto detailing business? You're supporting a family, you're going to school.
Right.
Well, what about the other girlfriend?
My other girlfriend I'm supporting also with proceeds from the auto detailing business. Okay.
Well, what if the cops start paying more money? What if the police departments start offering more money and get more recruits as opposed to the thin level of recruits they're getting right now?
Well, I mean, I think they should do it soon because right now there's no incentive for somebody like me. There might be some incentive for some guys who are not totally LAPD material or totally material of the police departments that are out there, but like they need to be perks. I think they should allow the new breed of police officers that are going in there different things. Like I think that
What new perks? I mean, if you're talking about police officers who are being allowed in at a higher level of salary, I'm assuming salary?
Yeah, I think part of it is salary. I think part of it is perks, like to be allowed to be plainclothes officers. If I take a perp down and he has cash, I know that this is a very controversial area, okay? But I think if I take down a perp and he has cash, I should be allowed a cash bonus. Okay, there. Now, I know that's very controversial.
You know that there are police officers who've been fired and run off the force for taking money from drug busts.
No, I'm talking about totally legal, completely legal. But I think if they're going to attract police officers like me, which is the new breed.
What are your qualifications, man, if you call yourself the new breed of police officer that the LAPD and all the other police departments across the country, what do you have?
Well, I mean, Phil, first of all, I'm taking criminal justice in school.
All right, so in other words, you're taking, a lot of cops take classes at night. A lot of cops are in law enforcement, criminal justice, they're taking law.
Yeah, but I think with the new breed, first of all, I'm 5'8". I'm 195 pounds. I can bench 150. Okay. I do 20 push-ups.
Can I ask you where you are right now? Because I can hear some.
Yeah, I'm at my business right now.
Okay, go ahead.
So
you're giving me your qualifications.
My qualifications. I'm 5'8". I'm 195. I bench 150. I do 20 push-ups a day. I can run a mile in 8.5 minutes. I trimmed 5 seconds off my time just the other day. I'm pulling a 2.7 GPA in my criminal justice courses. Check it out. That's pretty good. You could ask around. That's very comparable. And finally, it has been my lifelong dream to be a police officer, and as a result, I desire to be one. I also do have an air rifle that I can load pellets into, and I know that's not a lot.
I mean an air rifle, man.
No, I know that's not a lot, but I am very accurate with an air rifle. So this is what I'm talking about, and if the police departments want to get more applicants, then they're going to have to come up with more money and some perks for the new breed, which I believe I represent along with the other people that I take criminal justice with.
All right, Dave, I'm going to give a phone number here. Why don't you hang on? This is a caller, Dave, who is aspiring to be in the Los Angeles Police Department, responding. He was responding to something he saw in the paper where police recruitment is way down. They cannot attract enough good quality officers to fill out a lot of the jobs that are available in police departments across the country. And this guy at least says that they need to pay more money. They need to offer more incentive if they're going to get what he calls the new breed of police officer, guys that are whatever you call the new breed, Dave. I mean, you know.
Well, I can tell you.
Hold on. Let me get the number. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. What are you? Why are you the new breed? You're going to L.A. Mission College. You're taking law enforcement.
Yeah, I have a law enforcement. Also, the other thing is I have my own car, which I have a midnight blue El Camino, okay? And I know that's not a lot, but the thing I'm trying to say is I have a midnight blue El Camino pickup. The LAPD cop car pulling you over in this, you almost would not even be pissed off to get a ticket if a cop pulled you over driving that ride, man. You know what?
In other words, you drive your own.
I drive my own ride. I got a midnight blue. I got a dual Holley, 600 carbs. I got hooker headers, Edelbrock Performer Manifold, midnight blue tuck and roll. I have the white racing stripe. My license plate says Suavecito. It's written in back on my back windshield. It's Stella, She's Lovely, and Mambo Number 5. I would also like to add to the beautiful look of my ride would be the LAPD City Seal. And to preserve and to protect and serve would be written on the side. And that, in so many ways, I think, would be good for the LAPD to have me, as well as me being on the LAPD. But right now, man, if you're going to pay me $40,000 a year, that's chump change, man. That's chump change. I can make more money on my auto detailing business.
Well, you know what? You're making a good point. First of all, I think that cops ought to be paid more. I definitely think that officers probably ought to be starting out in the $80,000, $90,000 a year range, maybe even $100,000 a year, starting out. Because if you're at least in the larger cities, because if you're working a job like that where so much is demanded of you, college education, most cops in the big city today have some kind of college in their background. But for you to call yourself the new breed because you have your own El Camino midnight blue pickup with tuck and roll and you have an air rifle.
No, but I mean, do you know about LAPD?
What do I need to know?
I mean, do you know the qualifications to be an officer? I mean,
I get you. You're 5'8", 195.
Right. I am what these police agencies are looking for. And because I am an officer, or I could be an officer, who could change the face of urban crime if you let me be a LAPD. But right now, man, $40,000 a year is such chump change. You know, man, I'd rather go out and I could work at McDonald's, man, and make more money than that.
So $40,000 isn't going to get you in uniform?
$40,000 ain't going to do it, man. That don't set me free.
All right, Dave, hold on. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Cops, probably not getting paid enough, at least according to this young guy who aspires to be a police officer. He calls 40G a year, chump change, and if they're going to attract guys like him, they're going to have to cough up. 1-800-449-8686, it's the Phil Hendry Show. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Dave is at his business. You do an auto detailing business, huh?
No, that's correct. I have an auto detailing business in Monterey Park, California.
And you also go to L.A. Mission College taking law enforcement?
I take criminal justice for my associate arts degree.
Okay, and your aspiration is to eventually become a member of the Los Angeles Police?
My aspiration is to be LAPD, as long as they don't pay out this chump change. But you were talking to me about the fact...
Yeah, I know. We were talking about how underpaid police officers are. You call 40 G's a year chump change.
No, all I'm saying, Mr. Henry, is I'm not saying that police officers don't do a good job. I'm saying they're not going to get me. You know, if they want to step up in class to get guys like me, I mean, they're going to have to make with the cabbage, you know. Otherwise, man, you know, it's chump change.
All right, now we got a few phone calls here, Dave, that I thought maybe we could take, okay?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Here is Wellington on the Phil Hendry Show. Wellington, hi.
How you doing?
Yes, sir. Good.
I got a real serious question. This gentleman who says 40G is chump change. Yeah, policemen are grossly underpaid, but, you know, to call it chump change, his whole attitude lacks the civility that he should be a cop.
Well, no, but you agree with me that the police officers are underpaid, though, right?
Underpaid, yes, but
yeah.
Your attitude leaves a lot
that's
to be desired. I wouldn't have you on a police force if you were making $100,000, but you're not qualified emotionally.
Well,
you have a lot of growing up to do. Your attitude is arrogant, it's aggressive, and it's not what police should be.
Well, sir, that is your opinion, but I believe that I would make an exemplary officer for the Los Angeles community. First of all, I grew up here. Second of all, you know, I'm not nobody that you would want to mess with, you know, because I can take care of myself. And thirdly, I have my own car. It's a midnight blue El Camino, which I, you know, built it myself.
Oh, come on, sir. Grow up. The police have their own equipment, and they don't need people
saying,
they won't mess with me. I mean, you know.
No, I'm just saying that it would save the community revenue for me to use my own ride, because I don't know if you know about some communities, like if the police pull you over, if the police pull you over in a midnight blue El Camino, wouldn't you feel good about that?
No, I feel it would be some guy who's trying to act arrogant and be godlike behind a badge using an El Camino when he should be in a regular police unmarked car.
Yeah, Dave, why would we feel better about that?
No, I'm just saying that some people who like cars, do you two gentlemen, are you into car culture?
No.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with being a policeman, being into car culture.
No, but what I'm saying is if you're speeding, you're some kid, and you get pulled over by a midnight blue El Camino, you would feel good about getting a ticket as opposed to bad.
I doubt that very much. I think that your mindset and I don't think you would even pass the psychological exam to get into the police academy.
I was going to kind of allude to that.
Well, you gentlemen can insult me all you want. You know.
No, we don't mean to insult you, Dave. I appreciate your concern for the community and your desire to be a police officer. God knows we need more young people who want to be cops, okay? But
well, what if I pulled this guy over in a Cadillac? Would that be better for you? I guess you.
I would rather you pull me over in a regular police car than put me over in something that you're trying to be flashy with.
No, I'm just saying. Look. I understand if you want to pay Barney $540,000 a year, that's your business. You want me to be a cop? It's going to cost more. That's all I'm saying.
Sir, I wouldn't have you be a cop. I would rather have unlawful atmosphere than have a person like you being a cop, because you would make the whole society dread having someone like you on the road.
So in other words, you want to pay Barney Fife. You'd rather have Barney Fife.
Excuse me?
You'd rather have Barney Fife and Andy of Mayberry than the real deal.
You're not the real deal, sir.
Well, okay.
I've dealt with policemen. I've been to the police academy and have interviewed people. And believe me, I mean, don't even think about it because you're wasting your time. You will never be a policeman with your mental attitude.
I have the qualifications.
All right.
No, you don't. You've got muscles, but they're between your ears.
I'm also taking L.A. Mission College. I take criminal justice 2 nights a week.
So do thousands of other people.
This is true.
For other things.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call.
If I pulled you over in like a Mercedes... Okay, see, he doesn't want to answer the question.
It doesn't matter what you pull the guy over in, I don't think. Here is Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to start off saying I'm not going to disrespect Dave because the two things he said I can respect are, one, that he's working, he's going to school, and that, two, he's supporting his family. So I can appreciate those and respect those things. But I have to be honest with you. I have not heard anything that this young man has said that tells me that he is, quote-unquote, new breed, and I still have no idea what that means.
Oh, what that basically means, look, I got a 2.7 in my cop class. I deserve to be a cop and made more than Barney Fife, okay?
Yeah, but
that's
the problem
all I said
is,
to
this,
that
is
other
what
guy.
This is what I've heard. The attributes you've given so far to say that you're new breed is,
right,
one, your education.
We wrote them
you
down,
go to
too.
School part-time. You're on an AA program that you're going to take 3 years to complete,
right,
where I know people who've completed graduate degrees, multiple graduate degrees in less time than that, and also work full time.
But you also said
your physical attributes, you've said you're 5'8" and you bench less than you weigh. And I don't understand how you can think that that's a physical attribute. I mean, I'm sorry, but you're 5'8".
Well, what are you talking
about?
How many people bench at all? How many people bench at all is what I'm saying, okay?
Well, here's an example. I know LA, I've been there a number of times. Sir, I'm almost 6 feet tall. I weigh over 200 pounds, and I bench press damn near 300.
How fast do you run a mile?
I can walk a mile in 8 minutes. I mean, let's be real.
Get out of here, man. The world record is like 4 minutes. Okay.
A 4 minute mile.
Mm-hmm. That's the world record.
Yeah, that's the world record.
Right, you go tell me.
Walking at a brisk walk is about 8 minutes.
I have
to be honest with you. I mean,
I
can respect the things that I told you
It's either that or they don't have no good cops right now, okay?
Well, they don't have a good recruitment class, you're right. And I think much of the reason is because they pay police far too little. They got to start kicking the money upstairs. 40 G's sucks. You know, I mean, guys are emptying garbage cans for 40 grand a year. Guys are driving buses for 40 grand a year. You can't pay a cop that. And
that's what I'm talking about. So I said it's Trump change,
okay? I agree with that.
A person who
puts their life on the line.
Needs
a person
to start
who day in and day out.
But you, when Dave,
their
you
their life on the line.
Well, I think it's Trump
change,
and I use an air rifle too. Okay? So I don't know what you're talking about.
You use
an
air rifle
from the El Camino.
Yeah.
Well,
all right, thanks a lot. Here is St. Petersburg on the Phil Henry Show.
What?
Nothing. St. Petersburg, yes.
I just wanted to clarify real quick, and he says he's supporting two girlfriends. I assume that means illegitimate children?
No, I have one. I have a girlfriend, Louisa, and my daughter, Louisa Jr., and unfortunately, yes, I am supporting another girlfriend unfortunately right now.
Okay. Well,
two women.
Yes.
In your defense, I've lived in L.A. 40, 50 grand a year is like making 15 or 18 here in Florida, so it is. That would be difficult to support two families on.
Right.
However,
I'm supporting her and also my other girlfriend, too, and an auto detailing business.
Well, I guess my problem here is I hear you whining because you want more money.
Whining? No, I'm saying that I want to be at the L.A. police should make more money. Don't you hear nothing?
I understand what you're saying, and I agree. Policemen are underpaid across the country. However, you want the LAPD to treat you differently and special because you have two families to support, two girlfriends and illegitimate
children. Ma'am, were you listening at all? Probably not. Thanks for calling, though. 1-800-449-8686. That's not at all what the guy was talking about, the LAPD supporting him because he has two girlfriends. He's talking about the...
I was saying that.
You are saying that.
Well, I'm saying that they have to kick in more money in order to...
Well, then I don't know what it is you're saying. You were telling me that you... I didn't think it had anything to do with any... Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
want to be doing that.
Hold on. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Dave is an aspiring LAPD police officer. He's taking criminal justice at L.A. Mission College. He also has his own auto detailing business, and he has a girlfriend, a baby daughter. And he said, unfortunately, your support... Well, how did you put that, Dave?
Well, I mean, I have...
You unfortunately?
Yeah, I think it's very tragically I have to support another woman, too, because...
Is she going to have your kid or what?
Right now, probably looks like that, yeah. So tragically, I'm supporting her, but I love Luisa. I love her very much. I did not want to cheat on her. One thing led to another, and I did cheat on her, and now I have to do, you know, I have to support this other, you know, this other bitch, but what I want to do is...
Okay, we don't need to go down that road, all right, calling women that?
No, I'm just saying... You know, that
I understand. You have to support two women. Now, you said, and then we're going to do another call, you have your own car. You have a midnight blue El Camino.
Yeah.
And you want to be able to use that.
I'm saying it would spare the city resources. Can you imagine a whole new breed of LAPD police officers, all of us riding down the street in our midnight blue El Caminos, busting heads, dragging bad guys into the bed of the truck? You know, set up some harness arrangement back there, harnessing bad guys. A whole fleet of LAPD El Caminos that are midnight blue with custom tuck and roll, okay, with the white racing stripes and the L.A. City seal on the side. Man, that is rad, okay? That's dope. That's dope, man. And that's all I'm trying to say. That's what I want to see me and my buddies do.
Well, you know what? I doubt that the day will ever come, man. I mean, they did have some El Caminos. They had some Mustangs that I think the Highway Patrol were driving around for a while. I doubt the day will ever come that you're going to see LAPD rolling down the street in midnight blue El Caminos, okay?
Well, you know something, man? That's what makes a horse race, okay? That's what makes a horse race, you know? To serve and protect and serve, man, is all that I want to do.
Yeah, it's to serve and it's to protect and serve, not to serve and protect and serve. All right?
You know, man, I want to be LAPD. You want to be some talk show host. You have to have your dream. How come I don't get to have my dream? That's all I'm trying to say. I'm into service, man. Don't diss how I say the motto of the town.
All right, here is East Longmeadow, I believe. East Longmeadow on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. Thank you
yes,
very
sir.
Much for the opportunity to talk to this gentleman.
Yes, sir.
Sir, I have heard you, and this is the first time I've called in on a radio program.
Could I just say something? I think it's very sad that people disrespect what the police are about these days. And I think it's sad also that people don't want to back up what I'm saying about the police and the fact that I think police should get more money.
Sir,
okay?
Sir?
That's all I'm trying to say, you know?
Yeah, that's okay. I understand what you're trying to say. I've heard you. I've listened to you all along.
Okay.
I have a son out of the Marine Corps. He's a graduate of Boston University with a 3.9 GPA.
Whatever.
He's out of the Marine Corps. He was a sniper for 4 years in the Marine Corps.
Whatever.
He's 195 pounds. He benches 340 for reps.
Whatever.
He does the 18 minutes and for 3 miles.
Goody for him.
Okay.
Know.
Now
him,
you said I'm just trying to compare your qualifications his qualifications.
Okay, is he gonna apply to LAPD?
He's applied to police forces, and you know what's kept him off, sir?
I bet you he's got flat feet.
It's affirmative action that's kept him off, sir.
I'm not
so,
gay, okay?
So
so
I don't know why
you're talking to me how good-looking your son is, man. I don't care, you know.
Well, I didn't say he was good-looking, sir. I mean, and you have you have to also.
I don't know what you're talking about affirmative action, okay? Because there are programs for your son that help black people get into jobs of prominence all over this country.
You don't understand what I'm talking about,
and that's
part of being a police officer is to be able to listen to people. And understand what they're talking about.
What I'm saying is if your son wants to be a police officer, he can use those affirmative action programs
to help him get
food stamps. He can get anything that he
needs. No, he can't, sir. He can't because he's not a minority.
What is he?
See, he has very, very high marks on everything, but he can't get in because of affirmative action.
I'm sorry. I thought you said you were black.
No, I didn't say that, sir.
All right, sir. Well,
no, but I appreciate you thinking that you have all these high standards and high qualities,
but you're not anywhere near. Here's the thing. Because I'm Latino, okay?
Yeah.
I don't have to bench press 390 pounds.
I'm just saying, what I'm trying to point out to you, sir, is this. I'm not trying to denigrate your abilities. I'm saying there are other people out here.
The reason why we have affirmative action is to get some better cops in there, because these, you know, you have to get some good ones. Does your son have a El Camino? What kind of car does he drive?
No, he drives an old truck, sir.
Well, he needs
because
to get an El Camino, you know?
Well,
Latino cops are the best cops anyway.
What you don't understand, sir, is that a police officer...
They know the streets. They
a
know
police
the
officer isn't about driving an El Camino.
If you get pulled over by one, man, like these Jew canoes, have you ever seen these Cadillacs or whatever that...
Okay, watch it with the Jew canoe, all right?
Well, I just mean the Cadillac.
Sir.
Okay, watch it with the crack about Jew canoes.
Sir.
Okay, yeah?
No, I would just like to say to you that, you know... You motivated me to call this program because you, as far as I can understand, have absolutely no qualifications to be an officer. First of all, you don't listen very well.
Yes, I did. You said you're black or something.
No, sir, I didn't.
Then you said you weren't.
No, I never mentioned that I was black. I just said my son was kept
out. That's why I assumed it, because you said your son was black. Then you said whining about...
Sir, I never said my son was black. I said my son had these qualifications.
You said your son was all good looking and whatever. You try to hook me up with him, man.
That's why this man is
making a really good point. You're not listening, okay?
It sounded to me like he's trying to hook me up with his son because he's talking about how buff he is. And, you know, hey, you want to go out with my son, man? I ain't gay or nothing.
Well,
he didn't say that he was gay. He was trying to tell you how much his son benched in comparison to you.
He's talking about his abs and whatnot.
My point to you, sir, I'm not trying to denigrate anything you said.
Good, because I'm a minority, man. You can't offend me.
Well, I don't care whether you're a minority or what you are.
But you got to watch what you say, man. You watch what you say about minorities, otherwise the Federal Supreme Court of America.
Oh yes,
is gonna
I know.
Come down
I know all about
man.
It.
Okay.
But what I'm saying to you is that you haven't listened to one thing that I've talked
about. Yes, I did. I bet you'd be pissed if I got in LAPD and your son didn't, because he's black and I'm Hispanic.
No, he's not black. He's white.
I thought he said...
The guy said about 15 times that his son's white.
Yeah. Okay,
what I was trying to point out to you, if you want to listen for a second,
yeah.
is that my I heard all your qualifications... Your qualifications don't even come close, not even close to what my son's qualifications are. Plus, he's a gentleman and he listens.
See, that's why he ought to get up off his butt and go out and look for a job.
No, he has a job, sir.
Because he'd be absolutely good. You know,
no, he has a very good job, sir, but
why does he want to be a cop?
Oh, because that's what he always aspired to be.
Well, what I would suggest he do is to take the test and try to get into the LAPD Academy.
He's taken 3 tests for the state police already, sir.
And tell him to quit
sweating. The only thing that keeps him off is affirmative action.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, that's right. That's a good excuse.
Well,
is that what kept?
No.
All right. We gotta take a break. Thank you, sir, for your call. What are you trying to do with these questions?
I thought the guy said that he was black because he said his son.
He didn't say anything of the sort about him being black or his son being Hispanic. Okay. Listen, it's a good thing to do. That's what people have been telling you to do. Here is Portland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Dave, I really don't know what you're doing as a guest on this show. If you want to interrupt me, I'll just talk right over you. I don't care what color you are. When I was 15, I could bench press 200 pounds.
Okay, I'm hanging up on you.
You're like a rooster walking around strutting, but you've got no feathers. I really don't care what color you are, what nationality. It sounds to me like you ought to stick with your business. You sound completely ridiculous talking about how you're going to pull over and bust heads in your El Camino.
First of all, if you tried to pull me over,
I wouldn't even stop for you.
No matter what color you are, you're ridiculous. You should stick with your tuck and roll and your paint job. Whatever color you are,
you know what? You're a moron.
You pull over for me, man.
You are dumb. I heard you talking about the women in your life. $40,000 a year is not chump change. There's a lot of people with more respect and more qualifications than you have who would be glad to start at that, and they work their way up in the system by proving what they've got with humility and respect. You can't even do that on a phone conversation. You won't listen to anybody. You should stick to tuck and roll. Because you're down from the barrio or whatever, and you never learned how to respect anybody.
Now you're pissing me off.
I wouldn't even let you be a rent-a-cop.
I'm coming down to kick your ass now, man.
I wouldn't let you guard a porta potty at the state fair.
Where do you live so I can come and bust your head, man? You're a
moron.
I'm going to bust your head, man. Hello? God, I want to bust heads on that guy, man. Where does he live?
He's in Portland, okay?
Okay, that's it. I'm in my car.
Hello?
I'm getting in my car, man.
Well, where do you think you're going?
I'm going to go bust heads.
Well, what, are you going in your garage?
I'm getting in my garage right now, yeah.
Just as soon as I let you get off the phone and go to the garage, huh?
That's right. I don't have no cordless.
Okay, go ahead. Go to the garage.
All right, man. Quit talking to me.
And hang the phone up, okay?
All right, hold on. Well, now I got to hang the phone up.
Just go to the garage.
Okay, I'm going to the garage right now.
What are you going to do there?
Go to Portland and bust heads.
Great. This is the Phil Henry Show. This guy is, if I can keep him talking, he won't get into the garage to get in his car to go to Portland and bust that guy's head.
That's a good point, man.
You keep coming back to the phone.
Okay, I'm in the garage now, man.
Jesus, you really are in your car.
Yeah. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? God dang, man.
What?
I can't get it out of park.
Okay. Sounds like you're having a hard time keeping the thing idling.
Yeah, I can't get it out of park. How do you like me now?
Yeah, I don't like you. I don't like you, and I don't... Nice car, man. Hey, Dave.
Don't be talking about my El Camino, man.
Yeah, is that your El Camino?
Yeah, what about it?
Trying to keep the thing running. It stalled out again, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, well, hold on for a minute. Here I go. God, man, where's the key? I dropped it.
Anyway. Yeah, there you go. This is your El Camino with its tuck and roll, huh?
How do you like me now?
I don't like you, and I don't like your car.
My car is so sweet, man. Oh, shoot. Hold on.
Yeah, there it is.
There, I gotta go.
What a righteous car. What a cop cruiser you got there. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We got time for maybe one or two calls here toward the end of the hour. What do we want to do here? We want to take an All-Star game call? I have no knowledge as to where the All-Star game is being played. Oh, hold on. Give me the story here. Not being a huge baseball. Once upon a time, I was a baseball fan when I was a kid, but I lost my interest in the game. Although it's coming back a little bit now. I'm a little wavering between football and baseball. Baseball's kind of looking interesting now. You know, they got the big sluggers in the game. A lot of those guys are wearing the high socks again. The game itself doesn't change, but it's always the look of the game, right? Like in the 70s when they started wearing their squirrel meat uniforms, you just couldn't stand it any longer and you couldn't watch the games. When the White Sox wore shorts. You don't remember. You guys don't remember the horror of the Chicago White Sox wearing shorts. In the mid to late, I got two guys in their 20s looking at me like I've lost. They don't believe me. I'm telling you, it's true. There was a period baseball went through where they wanted to get back to the good old days of the gay 90s or whatever the hell, you know, like the 19th century. And so they started, the Pirates started to wear those cornball hats from the 19th century with the stripes. And then one fateful year, and I could not, it was one of those things you almost couldn't believe it when you looked at it. The Chicago White Sox, which in the 70s, it didn't get any worse than them. It didn't get any worse than the Chicago White Sox in the 70s. They played in a crap can ballpark, and they were a crap team. And the Cubs, for whatever reason, all the white folks love them. So, you know, they all went out and watched the Cubbies, and the black people couldn't stand looking at all those white boys running around in shorts. So they all went out and watched Bear games. Anyway, those White Sox wore shorts. And get a load of this, shirts with collars. So they looked like it was 1851 or something. And the Astros had these vomit, you know, that we called it vomit blue. You remember those things? And the Padres had those horrible looking. Everybody was wearing a uniform that was horrible. The only teams that maintained their look were the Dodgers, Red Sox, Yankees, Tigers, Cubs. But even the Cubs got the elastic band thing going. The teams that still wore the pants with the belt were somehow maintaining, right? So I got out of baseball during that period. Well, now I see a lot of these guys are back to the high sock look, although they're not wearing the stirrups. They're just wearing a solid sock. And it looks, you know, and they're wearing those real tightly worn, you know, kind of they're pulling a cap down over their eyes. So in other words, they don't look like a bunch of squares anymore. So I think I'm going to watch some baseball just because the game looks better. It's still a boring ball game, but everybody's, you know, it looks, at least they ain't wearing shorts. You understand what I'm saying? They're jazzing it up. Some guys are wearing those high socks. The other guys are still wearing those low dumpy jobs. I always like the long pants. It's too dumpy and hot and square looking. But the high sock looked kind of cool. And what are these balls? You couldn't believe it, what was going on back then. And the Pirates were the worst offenders of all. They wore yellow pants, black jerseys, horrifying hats. And the Reds had these elastic waistband. I'm trying to get my cord unwrapped from the chair here, excuse me. The Reds had the elastic waistband. Looked like they were wearing their pajamas. And then you had the Angels, who couldn't figure out whether they were the California Angels, the L.A. Angels. What did they want to be? Who were they? What did they want to look like? And they had that big A and their pajamas and a halo on their hat, and it was just a frightening moment. Just a frightening, frightening moment. And then along comes teams like, you know, the Toronto Blue Jays. They got their little pajamas. And the Indians. The Indians had pajamas, and they still had that one Indian guy with the yee. You know that grinning Indian they got? Yeah. You know, look, man. I don't care whether you want to believe it or not. It doesn't matter to me. Calling a team the Indians and having the big grinning wee like a yeah man. It was like the Indian version of Step and Fetch It. It's racist. I don't care whether you think it is or you're not sure or you don't agree. It just is, you know. It just is, man. I don't give a crap whether you think it is or not. It is. You take a look at that Cleveland Indian, that grinning freaking buck Indian they got there with the one arrow and the big grin. You remember those Indians they had in the old Warner Brothers cartoons where they'd sneak up over the rock like snakes? That looked like that Indian. And that Chief Nakahoma and the Redskins, the whole thing's a racist. It just is, okay? Am I going to get involved in a campaign to change it? Hell no, it's funny. I got to get involved in changing it, but it's just Redskin? Get out of here. But you look at that guy, man, with the Chief Nakahoma and the wee, that big step and fetch it grin on that one engine. Come on. So anyway, the Indians would have, they'd be wearing their underwear out there. The Indians in the 1970s just wore their underwear for a period of time. No, they wore their pajamas, and they had that big grinning Indian kisser coming off their uniform, playing in that crap dump can of a ballpark that they played in, and winning about 20 games a year. It was great. Playing in that big empty dump of a stadium with the big grinning step and fetch it Indian, winning 20 games a year. No wonder baseball's back. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.